Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we've just finished here our noon prayer, which we stream live every Wednesday, and we invite you to join us at billybrim.org. And I had my son, Terry Brim, who is the administrator. He's the general manager of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks and all of our ministry. And he told something today that just absolutely blessed me and blessed all of our people about how great is our God. Now, let me tell you just a little bit about Terry. Terry is in my book, The Blood and the Glory. He's the one in there that's the rodeo rider. So, you know, he's an outdoor type guy. He likes manly type things. But he is also, his mind runs to science and I'd say the beauty of the universe, of God's creation. He said that one of his greatest experiences was, a great experience in his life, was coming out of his first chemistry class in college about how great is our God. He is the one that had us here at Prayer Mountain, and probably we can tell you how to get it on YouTube. He had us watching quantum, what was the name of that, Terry?
Oh, quantum theory, yes. Quantum theory.
What is the name of that video? Have Scientists Found God? Something like that. You can find it on YouTube. But anyway, Terry, I want him to tell you today what he told us about. He's always thinking and studying these things, and God's talking to him about the greatness of God and the greatness of creation. So, Terry, tell us about that.
Oh, I was praising the Lord one day, just thanking him for allowing me to live on this planet.
Was that when you caught the bass?
Yeah, I'd caught an 8-pound bass a couple of days before, and I was still on a high from that. And I was just thanking him for, you know, that experience. That's fun. Uh-huh. And while I was praising him and talking to him, I heard inside me go, I don't like the word natural.
And natural?
Yes.
N-A-T-U-R-A-L?
Mm-hmm, natural. And I thought, was that me? I never thought that thought, and I just kind of got quiet. And he says, what's so natural about living on a planet spinning thousands of miles an hour around a giant ball of gas, which in turn is inside this planet, this Milky Way, with the planets following it? And I thought, oh, there's nothing natural about it. And he said, look up the speeds of this. So I did, and the Earth is spinning at approximately 1,000 miles per hour at the equator on its axis. And it's
Earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour on its axis.
Mm-hmm. And it's going around the sun at 67,000 miles per hour.
The Earth is going around the sun, mm-hmm, at 67,000 miles per hour.
And, of course, the planets that we know with the Earth in our galaxy, along with our galaxy and sun, are going at a rate of 1.34 million miles per hour.
So, now, I don't understand. Tell me that last part again.
Our planets,
uh-huh,
and our and the Earth and the Sun.
Our solar system.
Yeah, is in a rotation of itself, traveling at 1.34 million miles per hour.
Through
space.
Wow. Think about our God. How could that just have happened? It did not just happen. It's the greatness of our God.
And when I thought of these things, I said, God, you're right. There's nothing natural about that. That's miraculous. And I believe it was you that said that Albert Einstein said that every person will have to make a decision. Either everything's a miracle or nothing at all is a miracle. And everywhere I look, all I can see, from the molecular stage to our great solar system, is what a miracle it all is, and how there is a divine creator.
There is a divine creator. What fascinates you the most? Well, I'm sure everything you told me right now fascinates you.
The power of God. He demonstrates that. Even take like just a single salt grain.
A grain of salt?
Just a grain of salt.
You know how people say, oh, I take that with a grain of salt. That means they don't pay much attention to it. They don't know what they're saying, do they?
No. The energy, the molecular energy in that grain of salt is enough to power your house, your whole house, a large house, for many months. The molecular energy that's stored up in there.
The power in.
Yes. Albert Einstein had a theory, E equals MC square, where M equals mass and C square is the speed of light square. And that kind of power is in all matter, that atomic power. So you get to see, you know, no matter how small you go, you keep bumping into God. And no matter how large you want to go, you keep bumping into God. And anything in between, it does the same thing. And, you know, I was listening to one scientist. You know, since they got the Hubble telescope, they're mm-hmm. able to see mm-hmm. a lot mm-hmm. further. And of course, you know, different experiments that they have done in space. But they're seeing these suns and the size of these stars. And they said the miraculous thing of it is that are many more times bigger than ours. Just make it look like it's nothing.
But like our sun?
Yes. Million times bigger. But the miraculous thing of it all is who holds and coordinates all this rotation and orbits together. We know who it is.
Yes, we know who it is. I love to read in Job, those last chapters, when God is telling to Job, where were you when I did this? Where were you when I did that? And I like to go on these scriptures here. This is Job 38. Then Jehovah answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? That's what gets me, Terry. When people say that all that happened by accident, the things that you've talked about today, one day God's going to say to them, where were you when I did this and this and this? And you say it's an accident. Those are words without knowledge that they're putting forth. And God said to Job, gird up your loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and you answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? And then it goes on down and it says, verse 8, where were you did you shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth as if it had issued out of the womb? And when I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shall you come, but no further, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. Oftentimes I go around the world, and I'm staying at an ocean's edge. A big ocean. I've done this. I read this every single time. I've done this at the Mediterranean Sea, the Atlantic Ocean, the Baltic Sea, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean. I've done it at every one of those places. And they've got a hotel, high-rise hotel built right here. And then there's just a little stretch of sand, and then there's the ocean, the huge, huge ocean. And I thought, you only could build this hotel here because God said, hitherto shall you come, but no further. He set the boundaries for the sea. Man can build there a hotel and shout there is no God if he wants to. But if God hadn't said to that sea, you stop right here, you wouldn't be able to do so. And another thing in this room here is with me, Brandon. And he and I went to one of those places in Washington, D.C., where they have the space thing, you know. And there we looked about the stars. And here when he was talking to Job, he said, who stopped the bands? Oh, here it is. This is in the same thing. It's in Job 38 and 31. Can you, Job, bind the sweet influences of Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion? The bands of Orion. Now, Orion is a cluster of stars. It's been known as Orion. It's still known as Orion. You mentioned the Hubble. The Hubble takes pictures of it. You can go online and find the pictures of the Orion. I do every so often just to remind me how long ago God put it in the Bible where he said to Job, loose the bands of Orion. The swaddling bands. This means the bands of a newborn baby. Well, now they know that Orion is particularly the birthplace of the stars. Yeah. So God knew that. Job is the oldest book of the Bible. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, talking about these things and having so much chemistry that I have decided that I would no longer try to prove to anyone that there was a God. He does it himself. I'm not going to do it anymore. If these things do not convict your heart that there is a God, there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to make you think there's a God. You know, I will preach the gospel, and those that will believe, and those that won't, won't. But this creation that he has created shouts from the smallest particle to the largest that there is a God, and I take control of it.
And we can believe him. And Terry, what was amazing to me today when we prayed with our prayers, that's who we pray to. That's who we pray to.
And I highly suggest to let whoever may be listening out there to let God have control of your life and not try to do it yourself, but let him have.
And work with him.
And work with him.
Read his book. Do his word. Mm-hmm. You know, Terry, it says, don't be just a hearer of the word and be forgetful, but be a doer of the word. You know, you decide he's the one. He did all this. Mm-hmm. And if he wrote it in a book, then I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to live like that. I'm going to be like that. But I don't know, somehow today we just had our prayer, and I asked Terry to please share this and just bless the people about how fast we're going and how big God is. Because sometimes in prayer, we talk about the devil. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about him the rest of this week. We're going to talk about how he's been attacking people. Mm. But we're going to talk about our authority over him. And we're going to remember how big our God is. And whatever he wrote in that book, that's the one we're praying to. That's the one we're working with. He needs us on this earth. Mm-hmm. He needs somebody on the earth to ask him things so that he can do them and put them into the earth, because we're the ones with the authority here. He's the head, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're the body. And the head is now directing us. But oh, what a mighty God we serve. And now, as we're coming into our autumn assembly, we've got two more weeks. Well, not two more weeks, about a week and a half before it starts. And we want you to be sure to be there and bring your supply of the Spirit if you can. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Find out just where it is at the Hilton Conference Center in Branson, beautiful Branson, Missouri. And you can also go on billybrim.org, billybrim.org. We would like you to register. You don't have to, and it doesn't cost anything for you to register, but it just helps us to plan for you a little bit. Oh, we got the neatest email today. Somebody said, well, we left a certain island in the north, and we left by boat. And then when we get to such and such a place, Kodiak Island, Alaska, we left by boat. And then we're going to go down here by this and car and plane, and we'll eventually get there. And I thought, praise the Lord, they're coming. Shalom.